For 53 people, the United States is now officially their country. America's newest citizens came from 28 different nations, bringing with them different tales. Dolores Ruiz is originally from Ecuador. Her journey to U.S. citizenship began while working on a U.S. military base in her native land, where an American serviceman took notice of her.
You know, he was like asking me every single day, and I told him no, no, no. And I think after a month, I told him, okay, it's fine.
His persistence paid off, and years later, he brought Ruiz to the United States.
You know, I can vote, I can do so many things, and I'm glad I did.
Others came to the U.S. to escape political or ethnic strife. Bim Dungana was born in Bhutan and fled that nation with his family to Nepal, where they lived in a refugee camp for many years before he got the chance to come to America.
I feel like my area is like broad now. I can do whatever I like and where I go, wherever I want. No more boundary and no more status of refugee.
You are now part of what I believe the greatest country in the history of mankind.
Federal Judge Richard Arcara presided over the ceremony aboard the USS Little Rock. He said the ship was an appropriate place to hold the ceremony, as it symbolizes those who have fought to preserve the freedoms these people will now enjoy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.